The Hill of Crosses. The Hill of Crosses on the Karadla-Kurgasara Road doesn't really look like a hill next to actual hills. The sandy mound on the border of the old parishes of Reigi and Puhalepa is full of crosses of different shapes and sizes, and everyone can create and erect their own personal cross. Unlike the ugly stone towers piled up by the bored tourists on the beaches, the construction of crosses on the Hill of Crosses is a generally accepted and long-established tradition, provided, of course, that the cross is crafted from natural materials without pillaging the living forest or rare plants. It is believed that a first-time visitor to Hiiumaa should place their cross on the hill to ensure their future success and happiness. The legends of the Hill of Crosses, however, are not always the happiest. It was in this very place that on the 20th of August 1781, the Swedes migrating from Hiiumaa to Ukraine held their farewell service. Stenbock, the then owner of Kurgasara Manor, evicted the Swedish peasants from their land, and the Empress Catherine II issued a decree for their resettlement in southern Ukraine. Thus, around 1,000 Hiiumaa Swedes embarked on the challenging journey before winter and set up the first cross on the Hill of Crosses. By the spring, only about half of them had arrived, and the survivors established the village of Gamalsvenskby in Ukraine. It was not until 1929 that the Russian government allowed the Swedes to return to Sweden. Most of the emigrants settled in Gotland, with the village of Roma still remaining their central hub. According to another story, two wedding parties collided on a narrow road at this very spot. Neither was willing to give way to the other, which led to a huge fight. An argument broke out between the two wedding parties, which turned into an angry brawl. The battle became so furious that the bride from one couple and the groom from the other lost their lives. They are said to have been buried by the road. The surviving bride and groom, however, later married each other and lived happily ever after. The decision to erect a cross on the Hill of Crosses, based on whichever legend or belief you follow, is entirely up to you.